Meet Christabel Odey-Essiet, the visionary artistic director and CEO of La Belle Arts, a passionate educator, multi-talented dancer, and dynamic entrepreneur. But over 15 years of experience shaping young minds, Christabel brings her love for the arts to life, blending creativity with purpose. As a professionally trained ballerina, certified in Cuban ballet methodology, her expertise knows no bounds. From Lagos to Ivory Coast, Christabel has left her mark, teaching ballet and dance to schools and communities, always striving for excellence. But it's not just about dance, it's about impact. Christabel's mission is to inspire children, to guide them on a journey of self-expression and discovery through the power of movement. Whether it's a joyful leap or a delicate pirouette, she translates thoughts into captivating stories told through dance. Join us as we go through Christabel's journey as she transforms lives, one graceful step at a time.
Hello, my name is Christabel Odey-Essiet. I'm a dancepreneur. So I started dancing at a very young age. I think between the age of six to seven in primary school, you know, when we had all this choreography and the rest, I was always part of the choreography team for the graduation ceremony, Christmas parties, whatever it is that had to do with dance, I was always involved. Moving on to secondary school, from junior secondary also, I was still dancing. There was a time in my school where I was supposed to go for a dance competition, and among the whole, it was only SS3 that were in that dance. I was the only person from Jesses that was in that dance. Why? Because I was really good at it. So I built that talent. I just love dancing. And my mom used to tell me that when I was a baby, once I hear music, I start shaking and I start dancing. And I was like, okay, it was inborn. So I just knew that I had a passion for it and I loved it. I think it was more than just a talent. It became a habit. I could just be moving on the road when I hear music, I start dancing. My friends would just kick me out. What's that? You're dancing. And it's just, I love it. I love to dance. It's what gives me happiness, joy. And moving on to university. Yeah, the university. I joined a dance group. It's called SoulQuest, YWAP, Youth with a Purpose. So the dance arm is called SoulQuest, which I've traveled to almost all the states in Nigeria to dance. Then we minister, definitely it's a gospel group. So I've gone to a lot of states where we had dance competitions. I've had dance competitions. I think it was dance competition I had with 11 boys. I was the only girl and I won then in the university. So I knew that I started reaching out to schools back then in school. I knew that, okay, I can actually be getting little money out of this. So then in school, I would go to schools, maybe drop proposals, tell them that I can teach, I could dance and everything. So I would teach the children. At the end of the term, I get paid at least little money that I could use for my upkeep and the rest. So that's how I started earning from dancing. I started, I've forgotten the name per se, but a small dance school where I was training children. I started a small dance school where I started training children and it was moving. It was back then in Benue. This wasn't so pronounced in Benue. So I started teaching children. I'll go to school, I'll come back, I'll teach children. Even in the university, when we came, I studied French. So when we came to French language village, there's what we call like a social night where all the universities in Nigeria that in French language village, they get to dance. And among all the universities, I danced with, I think there were more than 12 to 15 universities, if not more. I came out the winner. I came first from the whole dance competition. And it's something that I really love and I have grown it to become a business. Yes, and from there, it's been upward. So in 2017, I went to Ivory Coast, Abidjan, to stay with my sister. So I visited some dance studios there, and I visited Art Academia, where I saw something that, oh, I could bring this to Nigeria. I loved it. They had a space. It's a big space where they had every single, at least, act represented there. They had gymnastics studio. They had a ballet studio. They had arts, visual arts studio. They just had it, everything. And I know I took some classes there, and I even performed in one of their showcases, something they did then in Ivory Coast. So when I came back to Nigeria and I came back to Lagos, and I knew I was going to settle in Lagos because my then fiancé, now husband, was in Lagos. So I said, okay, I don't know Lagos. That's the first time I was coming to Lagos. I needed to know the business, know the market, know everything I need to know about venturing into dance business in Lagos. So I started working in a company, Yana Art, where we taught a lot of schools. I've taught a lot of schools in Lagos, Corona School, Lekki, Corona Bagada, Corona at McQueen, even the one at Osborne here. I taught a lot of schools, and I taught a Lagos State Preparatory School. I taught ballet in all the schools. So that process, I was learning the art of dance as a business. Learning the art of dance as a business. And I really learned a lot from that. So during COVID, I resigned. And I think it was timely because COVID came in and we didn't work. There was no work. So I resigned my job, and I was still hoping and saying, okay, what do I do with this now? So I started a free class in my area, in Ogudu. I started the free class. I started with my living room, but my landlord wasn't so comfortable with it. So the next house beside me was an uncle. It was a completed building, but they had evicted all the tenants there, and I think they wanted to renovate. They sold the place out. So I went to the caretaker. I was like, sir, please, can I use this place to just teach children? Children are home. I just want to bring neighbors around, their kids, just train them for this period of time. So I started with those kids, and it was really an amazing time. We were having classes Wednesdays and Saturdays, and I was teaching, and my daughter, I have a daughter, and she was like 1 year, 2 months then, and they were all in the class, and I saw growth. That was the time that I knew that it's not, you can actually build this talent. There were some very stiff children, that at the end of the 3 months training, I could see how flexible those children were. Sometimes when they are doing some things, I'm looking at them like, no, this is a dream. Actually, this can happen. It just showed me that consistency, it actually pays. So I started training those children and everything. That was about June, yes. So in September, they wanted to start working in the house and everything. So I had to go to a gym. I spoke to the woman, and she was like, okay, why don't we do it? Scratch my back, I scratch your back. So what I do is that she gives me her space on Saturday. Then I come to teach some of her gym people dance, like stretches, aerobics, and rest. I was like, wow, that's nice. So she now gave me the space. So now, you know when you start something free, and you now want to put in a token? I put a token of 3,000 naira monthly, 3,000. These parents did not pay nothing, but I know I had this dream. So I would take these children to the studio. I would chatter keke, put all of them in there, take them to the gym, teach them, put them in keke again, and bring them back. It was happening because I think I was building an audience. I needed to put my work out. So I think that's what I was building that whole time. And I think it paid off. It paid off because at least I had what I could show. Okay, this is what we do. See some videos, see the children and everything. So it was beautiful. And I got some donations from one, I think he's like the largest ballet company in Africa, Leap of Dance Academy. And he gave us some videos, some costumes and everything. So I will give them those costumes so they can look uniform. And so it was really, I was getting pictures to build the brand so that I can showcase, okay, this is what we do, see pictures, say this, say that. So from there, I started getting people, referrals. The gym really helps because some of their customers that had children, started bringing in the children, I started training, started getting money. Then we now made our own customized costume. So that's where we started from. We made our own customized costume, and we started getting children from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. We started growing. So Labelle Art is the name of my brand. We started getting a lot of referrals from parents when they came and they saw the good work we're doing with the children. Another thing is not just about dance. Labelle Art is home for these children. Most times when they come, they don't even want to go back. During summer, you see children telling their parents that, oh, we don't want to go to our school summer. We want Labelle Art. We want Labelle Art. We want Labelle Art because it's home. We welcome them. We love them like ours. I'm a mother. So I know how. I tell my staffs that, look, love these children. Make it a place where they long to come to. Because most times I discovered that our attitude as teachers can actually kill some children's dream. As a teacher, you're being harsh. Oh no, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way, do it this way. Some children will just detest going there, and that dream just dies there. So most times we teach them love. We love them. That's one of our core values. Love, excellence, discipline, and skill. We love them. We discipline them. Our work is excellent. We deliver skillfully and excellently. So when we moved to Ogra, Labelle Art, we moved to Ogra, we started... Yeah, because there's a pool. We also do swimming. Yes, we do a lot of activities. We have music and instruments. We have arts and crafts. We have karate and taekwondo. We have gymnastics, stroke, acrobatics. We have swimming. So a lot of children come because I diversified. And let me say, I think I'm the first to train children, at least in Nigeria, children. I had to diversify because I saw most of my colleagues, they were just doing dance, just dance. And I discovered that it's not every child that wants to dance. Some children want to do coding. We do coding too. Some children want to do coding. Some children want to swim. They want to learn swimming. Some children want to do karate. Some children want to defend themselves. Some parents want their daughters to come and learn self-defense. So we had to diversify. And that was a brilliant one because most of my colleagues started copying in. And it was a good one. And I'm happy it happens because we have to showcase. There's a place where you showcase things for people to learn. So when we moved to Ogra, we grew from there, had more space, and the increased payment, the payment plan of the hall, which we couldn't start. So I had to move back. We moved from that, from the other place where we were staying, to a bigger apartment. So I had to move back to my apartment. Then thank God for Flourish Africa, for Flourisha Lakija's foundation, where I enrolled for one of, among the, I think, 5,000 people that applied, 15,000 people applied for the grant. I was chosen. The first stage, I passed it to 500 women. Then the second stage, I also passed, which I was given the 2 million naira grant. So that helped a lot with our space, with the fitting, setting up our studio space and everything. So from there, we started growing. We really grew that the living room couldn't contain us. It couldn't contain us. We grew from there and we had to get our own space. So right now, in Ogudu, Labelle Art. In fact, when you're passing the link bridge in Ogudu, you will see our studio space just by the right-hand side of the bridge. Our studio space, we have a two-bedroom apartment where we rented, and we do all our activities there every Saturday. So Labelle Art is a brand that builds children. We believe in nurturing the gifts that children have. We believe that every child is gifted. All you need to do is discover that gift, harness that gift, be patient with the child, nurture these children, and you'll see them grow in leaps and bounds. Some of the challenges I encounter was payment. Payment, payment, payment. Especially, you know, I stated that when I started, firstly, I started free. And most of those students, I started free. In fact, none of them are there anymore. Because most times when you start free, parents will want it to continue that way. So most of the challenge I have is payment. Sometimes children come in and you know when they explain to me that, okay, this, okay, we'll have to pay. Maybe we'll pay so amount. Then maybe during the second month, they will pay back. They will balance up. Sometimes it doesn't happen. They don't pay back. And sometimes these children have grown and maybe we're working on, we have a recital. We have our recital, that's like our yearly concert where the children come to perform and showcase every single thing you've learned. So most times we're already training these children from the second quarter of the year. We're already training them for that recital. And most times the parents will want to drop out. Okay, we don't have the money. Why don't just we stop and everything? And I already see that, no, this child is a talent. This child is a talent. And I don't know, maybe it's myself, my good heart. I don't just want this child because they want it, but your child, the parents can't afford it. So most times I get to give those children scholarship. So I have a lot of children in my studio that are on scholarship. We have those that pay. We have the consistent people that pay. Some of them pay before resumption. They always pay. While we have those that will pay you in like 6 months, they will drop that until the clear up payments. While we have those that are on full scholarship. I think that's some of the challenge we have financially. And that challenge we have is consistency. This child comes this Saturday, they're not there the next Saturday. Some come this Saturday, they're not there the next Saturday. And we have seen that really affect the child's growth. Because the ones that are consistent, you always see them ahead. You always see them ahead. Like I tell parents, you don't tell me where to put your child in the dance. When you come to label art, that's the standard. I won't say, oh no, this one, put that one in front. When you cannot deliver. No, we don't do that. You will not even know the child that is on scholarship. All of them, they are equal. We love them equally. And label art, we also teach in schools. We teach in different schools around Lagos. One of the things that really blew my mind in running label art was when I won the Flourish Africa grant. I was really grateful because I knew the step up it gave my brand. I knew the step up it gave label art. We're able to buy all the musical instruments. Every single musical instrument, we're able to floor our studio, and it gave us that class. You don't just come and see tiles. You come to our studio, you see the mirrors, you see our instruments. In fact, when we post pictures, these people have everything. You know, they have keyboard, they have drums, we have guitars. We bought like two guitars, keyboards, three keyboards. We just it gave us a total. It was like a rebirth. And it really blew. That was one of the wow moments we had. And during our last recital, because the previous recital was really not, it was on the low key, but the last recital is like we didn't double. I think it was four times what we did the previous year. So it was like, oh God, I'm grateful for growth.
Hi, Christabel.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I've seen all the wonderful things that you're doing with children, and it's so amazing to see. Honestly, working with children can be so daunting sometimes. So I'm just wondering, how were you able to get the kids to do all that?
I think, first of all, you have to be passionate about it.
Right.
If not, you might have the talent, but you can't transfer it to the children. So the passion comes in first, and training also. Like, I'm trained. I'm a professional dancer and dance teacher, so I'm trained. So I think that's it.
Awesome. So how do you get the kids to come to you? Do they apply somewhere or do you scout for them?
Yes. We share flyers as like the referrals. Yeah, like I always have my flyers in my bag.
Wow.
When I'm going out, sometimes
it's a serious minded businesswoman.
Always. When I am working, I'm like, I see this child, I'll just walk to the parent. Okay, please, ma, I run an art academy. Sometimes they'll collect it and say thank you. Sometimes they will not even look at me. So I'm just saying, can be. There was one time that one lady, the way she just acted, it made me drop a tear. Like, oh, I felt really bad, but it's like, that's part of it. So most times it's person to person, then referral. That has really done great things for us. Because most parents, they refer. By the time we video, they post their children, people seem like, wow, where is this? So referrals really worked for us.
That's so amazing. So is there a criteria that you have when it comes to these kids?
As in for the children?
Yes. Do they have to have any special skills already?
No.
Or you mold them from scratch?
We mold them, yes.
Wow.
Yes. No criteria. Just come as you are.
That is so amazing.
Yes.
So how are you able to juggle the finances of your business? Because I can imagine catering to the kids. Do you provide lunch for them? Or how are you able to juggle that?
No, we don't provide lunch for them.
Okay.
Yes, they come with their lunch, their food, their snacks, everything. We don't provide any form of lunch for them.
Okay, do you have any staff?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I have a lot of them. You know, we have different activities. So every activity have their own instructor. Yes.
Okay. So LaBelle Arts, how are you able to put together your staff strength, your expenses in the harsh economic climate that we find ourselves in now? How are you able to still thrive in the face of it all?
Okay, the children pay. Yes, parents pay. We have different prizes for different activity. I think our music is the highest. Yes, so children pay, you pay per activity. So parents can choose, okay, I'm coming, okay, I can just afford only ballet. Let my child do only ballet. But sometimes when they come and they see other activities, the way they will disturb their parents.
Right.
But some parents like, please, that's what I can afford. Or some, okay, just add this up. So every activity has its own price. Yes. We don't combine it. There's no package like that because that will be, and they can't do all the activities. That's just the truth. You can't do all the activities at a time. So most times, maybe for this quarter, but I prefer you do one activity for at least a session. That's where the growth comes in. You can't come, okay, this quarter I'm doing ballet, next quarter I'm doing music, next quarter I'm doing karate. So when it comes to, okay, our recital, you want to showcase it. It's half-baked. It's not full. So we at least stay in one activity and grow with it, at least get the skill, get the knowledge before you know you can. So at least, at most, for the studio classes, because we have studio classes and we have our swimming classes. So at least for the studio classes, not more than three.
Impressive. Yeah. Impressive. So for your operating expenses and your capital expenditure, can you just walk me through it? Because I'm really curious how you're able to do it.
For our expenses, from the money that comes in, we're able to at least pay our staff and, you know, run like toiletries, other things that we need, generator, light, other expenses that we need. That's where we're able to run the studio from that. I'm also, I do other businesses too.
Okay.
So most times.
So inflow comes in from other businesses too?
No, for now, I'm not yet on the salary. On the payroll.
Payroll, okay.
It's not so good, but I think I'm still growing, so I'm not yet on the payroll. So, but I think for me, because we got our new studio space this year, which the amount ran into, everything we spent was over 2 million, because we had to set up and do more than 2 million, because the rent alone was about 1.7. Yes, that's, and that was quite fair because of, I think, it's still relationship that gave us that space because we are very strategic. If you know Ogudu very well, we're just at the Express. So it's strategic. It's a place where if I didn't know one or two people, we wouldn't have been able to get it. So,
but did it exceed your budget?
It's you know, our own personal finances too had to come in. Yes, because we ran our recital. We took a lot. Yes, we spent most of the company, what we made, from there on our recital. But like people ask that, why did we spend so much? But we know why we did it. Because the parents were wowed. Like what? Some parents like, because then we charged them just about 15,000 for the recital. But when they came in and they saw the hall alone, the stage, the costuming, they were like, no, this couldn't have done it. Because we had to invest. That's part of investment. Like now when we show our videos out, they are wild because we invested that in it. So basically we run from the revenue we generate from the school, and also we still put in our finances because we're still a growing company.
I like that. I like that, the fact that you mentioned that the recital was more like an investment.
Yes, yes.
So are you seeing any proceeds from that investment so far? What's your profitability like?
Yes, it created visibility. It created visibility when they like, now at least LaBelle Art, at least in our own terrain, LaBelle Art, LaBelle Art, LaBelle Art, Miss Bella, we've created that visibility. Then also, I think it gave us more content for our social media ads and the rest, gave us more content. And people came. Parents invited friends that they recorded the recital, children performing as they posted people. So we got a lot of children came in more from as a result of that recital.
Oh, that's very impressive. So do you generate revenue from your social media presence?
Not really, no.
It's not monetized yet?
No, it's not. We are still building it.
But do you consider that as another source of revenue for yourself?
I've not really thought of it.
I think you should.
I've not thought of it.
I think you should.
Okay.
That's another channel.
Okay.
All right. So for your investment activities, do you consider scaling your company?
Yes, why not? We do. We are considering, but I don't know if to call it a long-term thing, but we want to open other branches. Because most people call me, oh, you're too far. I have some people coming from Ikorodu. And most times I really feel for parents. Yes, because it's quite a lot on them, but they want it and they don't have it there. Do you get?
Do you have a boarding facility?
No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. So we want to get at least some centers in maybe Ikeja, Ikorodu, Ikoyi, Lekki, at least 6. We're working towards that, but for now we just have one.
Okay, so considering these extra expenses, are you looking to other avenues for financing it?
Probably
like loans. Or are you banking on goodwill investments from other people?
Yes, goodwill investments and grants. Okay. Yes, I love grants. Yes, I think that's better. But loan, I'm not really...
not really sure.
No. Okay. I need to loans. I don't know. Maybe I don't really have an understanding of how it works and everything. But I just feel like it kind of puts pressure.
Pressure.
Yes, pressure.
Most people feel that it puts pressure, but sometimes, like I say, it depends on how you see it, on how you are approaching it.
Okay.
If your business is very profitable and you know that you are able to repay that loan, it's a big boost for you.
That's true.
It's a big boost for you.
That's true.
So if you're considering that, that's also good.
Okay, maybe I'll look into it. But you're the first that I've mentioned it. I've never really thought about it. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. So for your daily running, for the staff and everybody, your expenses, does it fluctuate? Or is it the same every day? Do you cater to your staff, food and all that? Or is just their payroll?
Okay, their payroll and transport allowances.
Transport allowances.
Yes, especially for those that work in schools.
Oh, okay. Some of them are also teachers.
Yes, they teach in schools. As we go to teach, we do club in schools.
Okay.
Yes. So transport allowance, because this week you might be in Surulere, tomorrow you are in Magodo, next tomorrow you're in Ikeja. So, and especially with the cost of transportation right now, it's really taking another toll on us.
All right. Yeah. All right. So what do you like the most about your company so far?
The children. The children, seeing them grow, seeing them, I didn't have this opportunity. Yes, growing up. And I think that's one of the major things that pushed me into it. I studied French. I'm not doing anything with my certificate. I am teaching, but the good thing is that ballet terminologies are in French. Yes. So I easily flow with them. You know, when
we are
teaching.
Give me an example of, because I don't really know much about ballet. I only see the beautiful dance.
Yes. So when we're teaching, okay, like we say, okay, do a tendu battement, devant, à la seconde, derrière, plié, rond de jambe. We go relevé, élevé. So all these are terminologies in ballet. If you don't know it, and if I'm here with my students, I'm saying it, they are doing it. Even the smaller ones, they are doing it. Yeah.
Do they pick up on the French syllables there?
As we teach them, they pick it up. They already know it. When I say plié, and one person is doing tendu, and they know that's not a tendu, that's a plié. Grand plié, you see them doing it. Why? Because I'm professionally trained. Yes, so I know how to. Yes. So that's another thing. And sometimes parents don't know. People go to schools. Like when I go to some schools, they already have a ballet teacher. And sometimes when you see what they are doing, it's worship dance.
Permit me.
And most times parents are looking for, or schools are looking for cheap options. Cheap, okay, we're charging 7,000 per child. And that person comes with 2,500. Definitely some schools will want to go with it. Yes, and that's another thing. That's one of the, but that's schools. That's another challenge we're having, because they collect so much but pay us very little. A school can charge per child 30,000 and pay the instructor 5,000 per child.
Wow.
Yes. They pay very little. So say you're using their children, your facility. So that's another challenge on the school aspect. Yes. So for now, for our teachers, we give them, but we come in, we support them in whatever way we can help them. Yes. Maybe sometimes they have a health challenge and they need financial assistance. We're always there for them. One of our core values is love. So we love both our students and our staff.
So you don't mind if we have other students from other schools, even though they have ballet lessons over there?
Yes, yes, yes. A lot of time, because parents will say, oh, what you're doing in Labelle Art is not what we see in their school. So some will pull them out from school presentation, from school club, and bring them to Labelle Art. But the schools where I teach, they leave them there, because it stands as an added advantage for me. If you're in my studio and you are in my club, if I'm taking your school and you're in my club, you get to shine. Why? Because you're taking extra classes in the studio. So it's not something that, because I say, okay, no, you come and stay in front because you're my student. No, it just happens naturally because you take more classes than them. So
Impressive. So are there any challenges you've encountered so far? Any challenges currently?
The challenges we had, like I said earlier in my, earlier that our payment plan for parents and payment fluctuates. Most times I have some very stable parents that before they even the child resumes, they pay and everything. But most times some parents, you have to send reminders and reminders and reminders. And knowing that, I actually applaud parents that allow their children to do extracurricular activity, especially not in school, still bringing them out. That means they really see the gifts in these children and they want to harness it. In a harsh economy like now, that most homes are struggling to eat, you still take out part of the money that you're supposed to use for like the primary needs of the family to still pay for classes for your child. That means you want it badly. And that's why we give them 100%. We give them our all, teach them everything that we know about the art. So I think that's just the challenge. Payment plans, parents, not that they don't want to, they do, but most times it's a bit, finances are shaky. So
okay,
yes,
that's very impressive. I like the fact that you've settled your location, your payroll, everything's going smoothly. Well, we all have challenges at our businesses.
Yes,
this might just be yours, which can also be solved.
Yeah.
You can draw up a payment plan or a payment schedule for the parents. Those who you've recognized cannot pay at once, they can pay in installments if you consider that. So thank you so much, Christabel.
It's a
pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And I do hope to see you at the top. I want to see those kids shine on the global stage.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too.